Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I sort of started crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rich Galen is our guest, our good friend, 15-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, political operative and hand extraordinaire. He's not really a constitutional or judiciary expert, but he tells me he has slept in the Holiday Inn Express within the last 30 days. So that ought to help you, right, Rich?
And yeah, not only that, but I wear a doctor's outfit.
There you go. There you go. So, okay, Rich, let's just walk through a scenario real quick. We only got about five minutes or so. Walk through a scenario here. Hillary gets elected, and more stuff comes out after the election that can't be, it's incontrovertible,
right,
that nobody denies, that would be indictable, impeachable, whatever, imprisonable, and does Obama pardon her?
Well, he could do that. That's possible. That's what Ford, remember, that's what Jerry Ford did for Richard Nixon. He pardoned him prospectively for anything that he might have done.
But he was on the way out. He wasn't becoming the president. Different
Nixon
thing.
Yeah, no, I understand. But just to answer your question, it certainly is possible for
the president, is
president
what you mean,
to do that. The other side of it is that the Constitution requires that or forbids somebody in public office like that from being indicted, a sitting president from being indicted. They can only answer to an impeachment, and an impeachment.
She can't be indicted for. Well, what about Spiro Agnew? He was run out of office for what he did before he became vice president.
Yeah, but he pleaded no contest and then resigned.
Yeah. Where was the pressure coming from, though?
No, no. Well, it was from what he did as governor. Maybe she could be indicted. I don't know. You're right. I'm not a constitutional expert, but just to,
I warned
but
you,
just
folks.
To make it clear that being that when we say impeachment, impeachment is in effect an indictment. It is
right.
The House of Representatives indicting a sitting president or a federal
who's
judge.
Who's responsible for? Who would be responsible for? Who's the gatekeeper for security clearances?
The president.
Okay, so she could, nobody could take away her security clearance, even though it might be proven.
She doesn't need a security clearance. She's the president. Members
de facto,
of Congress don't need.
By definition,
just have to sign a piece of paper. They don't get background investigations.
Right.
Either.
Right. Do you see this being tied up? If she gets elected, if we keep both. Either one of the houses of Congress, do you see this being tied up for over a long period of time?
Sure. I mean, it can easily go the whole 4 years. I don't think there's any question about
it. Is there any way to stop the FBI from pursuing the Clinton Foundation and all that?
Oh, yeah. She owns the FBI. She owns the Justice
Department.
So
she could kick them all out and let them go.
In fact, in today's Wall Street Journal, there's a large front page article about the battle between the Justice Department and the
right.
FBI, which is a subset of the U.S. Department of Justice.
But doesn't that potentially set the table for a constitutional crisis?
No, because it depends on what you call a crisis. I mean, the House has oversight. The House and Senate both have oversight abilities and responsibilities. And this is what happened with Bill Clinton. There was an independent prosecutor named, which she might or might not want to do. But the House can certainly investigate, can issue subpoenas, they can offer immunity. I mean, they have a lot of power to move these things ahead, and then they can. And to be impeached only requires a majority vote in the U.S. House. It takes two-thirds of the Senate to convict.
Right.
They can move forward.
Absolutely. So there's no legal. So she could call in and get a new attorney general, maybe just to clear the air over there, and then appoint a new. She can't appoint a new FBI director though, can she?
No, he's got a 10-year. He's got a 10-year lease on that office.
So what if he went rogue?
Oh, that's what movies are made
of. He's already gone rogue, hasn't he?
Well, he's gone, and it has caused, according to, you know, the kind of the street talk here in Washington, an enormous amount of unhappiness among the street agents, the special agents.
But half of them were unhappy before he went rogue this last time.
That doesn't make them any happier. The fact that, you know, what you want in those kinds of things is leadership, not somebody that's going to go. And Comey, who knows what's going on in his head? Yeah. I mean, this is.
I think he tried to pull a Roberts. Remember what Roberts did with Obamacare? And he thought, well, I'll give a wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the voters and let them sort it out in November. But they didn't. I think maybe he did that back in July, because he sure did wink, wink, nudge, nudge about it, didn't he?
Well, I still, of course, the only thing I know about judicial process is watching Law and Order episodes, so I don't have any idea how it really works. But I thought that the investigators investigated and turned everything over to the prosecutors, and the prosecutors decided whether to move the case forward or not, but he took it on himself.
But don't you agree on balance that the country would be less dysfunctional with President Trump than President Clinton?
Absolutely not. I couldn't disagree with that.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah. Folks,
I mean, he is so self-centered that he just...
You actually think Hillary Clinton would be a presidency would be better than a Trump presidency?
No, I would say that a Trump presidency would be worse than a Clinton presidency.
Okay. All right. Hey, Rich, good job. Come back soon. Hey, Rich, God help us.
Yeah, you bet.
That's all I got
to
say. Yeah, exactly. Pray hard, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.